Welcome to the Barnes Flyover. This is your monthly update on all things 104th Fighter Wing, what's happening at Barnes Air National Guard Base, and how they're making an impact right here in the community of Westfield. Whether you're here to learn something new, check out what's happening, or just to hang out and listen, this podcast has got you covered. Let's take off into today's episode.
Good morning, good afternoon. This is a podcast, so you can watch it whenever you want to or listen to it. I know some people that I've been talking to are surprised that we have video record the podcast.
And do you think more people listen than watch, would you say?
You know, I don't know. I think more people are watching because I'm getting people saying, oh, I recognize you.
Okay.
And I am an identical twin, and they do know it's me because they also reference you and not my sister. So
I was going to blame the lack of people watching on my face, but
no,
we're good.
So I did have someone, I was in a store, and someone was like, I recognize your voice.
Ooh, like, good thing I don't live here, but we have a great show for
we
you
do,
today.
And if you guys haven't noticed anything different, we have Jay here today, so I'm
we
so excited.
We got our hockey gear on. We got hockey talk today. We got snow removal talk today. We got F-15 disassembly talk today. F-35 awards bank. We got so much for you, so stick around. We have a great show. Melanie, what's up first?
So, let's see. Is there anything you need to update us on your baby, Colin?
Baby Colin is doing great. He just had his very first sick call from daycare. So
poor baby.
We all got sick. I originally thought it was from me being out in the cold weather last Friday during the F-15 disassembly for like 2 hours, but no, it was from daycare. So
daycare, yeah, it's building his immunity. You're
gonna building all of our immunities.
Yes, yes. He's the cutest baby. One of these days, we're going to have a picture of him up here. So you guys
one
can
of these
see
days.
Who we're talking about.
But
okay.
No, we're rocking.
All right, let's get going. We'll talk about what we did in the community this past January. So I am trying to get more involved in the community at events. So I did attend the game night, which was held at the American Legion in Chicopee, January 14th. Basically, I just had a table that just had one of our F-15 books on it, had one of our flyers out there, and I was just answering questions in the community. There are still some people in the community who don't know what happened to our aircraft. They think that they're broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, no, we're quiet because we're transitioning to the F-35. So you'll see me a little bit more in the community answering those questions, anything and everything. So that was that.
Awesome. And I think we do have another game night coming up pretty soon, so stay tuned for that. I did not make that one, but I love board games. It's like my favorite thing, so I look forward to the next one.
Yeah, these game nights are completely free. You have a full buffet dinner for your family, your friends. Anybody can come to this games. And, of course, there's always resources there for you guys to talk to. So stay tuned for those coming up in the community. We annually do our Springfield Junior ROTC Drill Competition.
Very cool.
It's a regional drill competition that's held at Springfield Central High School. This year we had 30 members judging 12 different schools.
Awesome.
They judged armed and unarmed events. I did really well, but it's a full day event, and to have that many people there. There's articles about everything we talk about in our air scoop, but what was great was that these kids show up looking perfect to be judged by active military members. And what we found out was a lot of them looked way better than we ever did. They
and
even marched better.
And I think we had recruiting there this time, correct?
We did. Recruiting is actually always there, but this time recruiting had a table there because we tend to have a lot of questions about what are you doing and how did you get there and things like that. So, yeah, it is all branches of the military. It's hosted by the Air Force JROTC, but there is the Marines are there as well and the Army is there, so...
No, I haven't been. Are there winners, or is it just like...
Yeah, no, there's winners. Okay. I was on the drill team when I was in that high school, and we won first place every single time we competed all 4 years. So, go Central.
Awesome.
Yep. So, also, we had some members at the Westfield High School and Vocational School Science Fair. They were also judging. So, this year, we only had three. The picture you see is our 2025 photo, and we had quite a few then. They judge science experiments from freshmen to seniors. So that was another thing we did in the community.
Nice.
This one's a big one. I wasn't even aware how much mutual aid we support in the community. In the month of January, we had five calls in the community. Three of them we did our rapid intervention team with. And the firefighters that were involved in all of these responses were Lieutenant Dan Esty, Lieutenant Tristan Flynn, Lieutenant Travis Whitback, Firefighter Brian Sharon, Taryn Savoy, Eric Brogan, Leighton King, and Paul McCanowitz. Sorry if I've said your names wrong, but you guys are pretty cool. They're getting involved in the community. So next month, I'm going to do a story on this, but I didn't know there is, years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, one of the chiefs of our fire department had an idea to have a mutual aid support line directly going to our fire department. So if any local town needs help, they just call that line and it goes directly to our fire department and we can respond to it.
Very cool. And I think we have a Firefighters Week coming up pretty soon. So stay tuned for some cool content featuring all of our great firefighters and everyone that works out and over in CE on that. So stay tuned.
They're doing a really good job with that. Another thing that's annual for us now is we have a Chief Council Scholarship in honor of Chief Patrick Shaughnessy, who had passed away. This scholarship is open to all Westfield school students. You don't have to be a resident of Westfield because we have this technical school and out of district some kids come in. You just have to be a member of a Westfield school. So Westfield High School, Westfield Vocational School, and St. Mary's. And then there's information about details about being a senior and where you're going and things like that. It's on our website. You can check it out there. Also go to your guidance counselors because the recruiters have passed the word around and we're already starting to see some of those scholarship
applications are rolling in, but you still have time.
Yeah, deadline is April 15th, so definitely do that. And here's our scholarship here for 2026. It's our second year annual that we're doing it. That's great. All right, and then we had, and you know more about this, Jay, the Restorative Advisory Board meeting. That was held online this month.
Correct.
And you attended that.
Yes. So the Restoration Advisory Board is really just a way for Barnes to work with the community and say, hey, here's what our plans are for this restoration project. It is not a Barnes issue. It is an Air Force issue. So we are spearheading. We've been really, really advocative. That's not a word.
It's all right.
English
major here. Advocating for.
Really advocating for just open communication, just making sure that we know, the community knows what our plan is and working with the third party. Gosh, it's going to kill me now that I don't.
Just getting involved with the community, making sure you guys know that you can come and get some questions answered about. We have our environmentalist, Jen Baker, attends. This month we introduced Colonel Glass as our new commander. But our next meeting is April 23rd at 1800, and it's typically held in the library.
Yes.
It's always advertised out on the Westfield Forum and on their website, and it's on our website as well if you need to find more information on that.
Awesome.
Yep. What do we got going on base? We've had some stuff. I know you've been, you're just recently back, but we're throwing
just
you
getting
into
our
it.
Feet back again. But we had a great food distro that happened. I believe we have a really cool video made by our own Melanie J. Casino on our Facebook and Instagram pages that show just how awesome and just how supportive our community has been. We are Westfield is Barnes, so we really love that just everyone's helping each other out, and especially with all the shutdown stuff going on and all that confusion. It's just been a really, really great benefit and a really great way for Barnstormers just to, keep afloat.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is on hold for now. We do expect it to come back. And if for some reason that you are in need of anything, go down to the Wellness Center. Lisa Petito does still have resources available. And you just let her know what you're needing. But yeah, this is still on hold for now. And we are hoping for it to come back.
Yes. In case you didn't know, there was a snowstorm, I think, about a week ago.
One of the biggest snowstorms we've had, and in case you didn't know, we've got a little competition going on with Westover. If you check out our Facebook, you'll see.
I wouldn't call it a competition.
Banter. we have a team of five guys, and I found out they've been together for almost 20 years. They're state employees. They work for CE. They stayed on base for 48 hours, slept there, ready to go, moment's notice, whenever they were needed. They were able to clear that runway and have it going by Tuesday morning when Westover was still closed. But Tuesday morning, they had a civilian aircraft out on the runway that landed and took off Tuesday morning. So that was awesome.
Very cool.
Again, big story in the Air Scoop on our website. It'll be the story will also be on our socials. But these guys did a really, really good job. And they're kind of like quiet people. No one, you may not even know who they are on base, but they're really awesome. They're this great group of people that just kind of hang out. Like, here's some pictures of them, and there's that aircraft that was open. So the article also talked about the financial impact that it having Barnes partnering with the Westfield Airport does for the town of Westfield.
Yeah.
And Dan Shearer, the airport manager, talked a lot about the importance of what we do. So definitely a good read. And these guys are great.
And we got some great content out of that, too. You said you wanted to cover that on Sunday. And in my head, I'm like, great, but I'm not sure you're going to be able to get off the base. But CE just did an amazing job.
Yeah, they did. I actually did go on base, but there wasn't much going on. It was just so much snow, and I had planned on staying there. I had my pillow, my blanket, and a book. But the guys were like, listen, we can do this. So all of the video and photos you see were taken by those guys. They just did a really good job documenting what they did. And then I just took it from there and wrote the story on them. So
sounds like above and beyond to me. All right. January 28th, I got the pleasure to cover the historic disassembly of the final F-15 leaving Barnes. So that was F-15 850125, which is the F-15 cover on our book, actually.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes, it is.
Yep. So that was the last F-15 that was being disassembled and leaving Barnes. So that is actually going to be going to the 402nd Expeditionary Depot Maintenance at Robins Air Force Base in Georgia, where it'll be used for air battle damage and repair. Looking at that exercise, I can really only compare it to NASCAR when they go they go into a pit stop and you just see 7-8 guys, just people, just really just all working as one cohesive unit.
And at the same time,
At the same time.
It was just trying to get it all done. It was.
I had my phone trying to take video, and I'm like, I don't even know what to take video of because there are so many things happening right now. And it was just beautiful to watch. It was just everyone working as a unit, and it was just really cool to see.
Oh, good. So that was fun. Yeah, so they made history doing that. That was the last F-15 to leave the base. That one had 2,298 hours flown, too.
And I think over 1,300 sorties or something like
that.
So that video will be up on our socials soon. Stay tuned for that. Can't wait for you guys to see just how efficient our Barnstormers are in their jobs and their everyday.
That was really cool.
Here's a few pictures of that.
Yep.
Very cool.
So, upcoming in the community, we're getting busy. So, for February, we are going to have, and we'll get into a little bit more of this when we talk with our hockey players, but we have Military Appreciation Night, which is at the Springfield Thunderbirds in Springfield. It's free for all military to go to and discount tickets for the family. There's also going to be resources that are there, military-themed resources. We're going to have a 104th Fighter Wing enlistment on the ice, a Barnstormer singer. Right now is Chicky Guyette is scheduled, and he is a retired chief from the base.
I believe he did it last year, right?
He might have, yeah.
I think he did it last year.
He comes in once in a while, and he, of course, wears our hockey jersey. Colonel Glass is going to be dropping the puck. And then, most importantly, the Barnstormers are playing Bradley right before the Thunderbirds. So it's going to be Battle of the Bases again, which is going to be cool. See who wins this. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But the pregame is Barnes versus Bradley.
Awesome.
And that they play directly. So 4 o'clock to 5, they'll be playing, and then the Thunderbirds go on at 6. Yeah. And then another hockey game coming up in the community, Barnes versus the Bruins alumni.
Can't wait for that one.
I can't wait to talk about that one with these guys. I want to see what they're expecting. These are the Bruins alumni.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
from what I hear, there's going to be Hall of Famers there. There's going to be possible 3-time NHL champion there. So we've got a great alumni cast, and it's going to be quite a match.
I wonder if they're scared. I don't know. but you also, it's going to be at Amelia Park, and you're going to be able to meet all the players, Barnstormers, and the Bruins alumni, and there'll be autographs and all sorts of fun things happening. And Pete, you are on the hook to be videoing that game.
We're working out the logistics of that because that's also the week of the WHS Pops concert.
No, you'll be with us.
It sounds like a yes to me.
You'll be with us. Anywho, we have to have you. All right. Also in the community, there's our charity hockey game. So in the community, we also, which is cool.
Love this.
We hadn't had it for a little while, but Westfield State University comes on base and teaches classes. So in the Air National Guard, Air Force, you get to earn your CCAF, Community College of the Air Force, Associate's degree. And so when you go away to tech school or any of your training, it counts towards college credits. Mm-hmm. So then there's just a few things left over, like the basic courses that you need to get your associates. So Westfield State comes on base and is offering 3 classes this semester, Intro to Psych, English Comp, and World Literature. If you missed the boat on this one and you are interested and you want to get in on the next one, contact Bento Fernandez, Master Sergeant Bento Fernandez in retention for any questions on that, because there's a possibility that there's going to be a summer schedule coming up.
Nice.
Yeah.
And if you're on the fence, you don't know, maybe I should do it, maybe I shouldn't, just take one class. Get the ball rolling.
Really, this is the easiest thing. You leave work, you walk over to class. Like, it's there's nothing hard about that. I mean, it's either you go to the gym or you go to the class. Like, go to the class. It's easy. And the other thing, too, is this is a class of, like, 10 people. So it's a small class.
Interactive.
Yep. It's been good. It's been good. I took a math class. It was the only way I was going to get that math class done. Really, it was.
Took discrete math and problem solving and all the other obscure math courses you can name.
I remember that math class. And oh, my. I'm so glad it was offered because there was no other way I was going to get this done. So let's see what else we've got.
Open mic night. I hear we have an update for that.
Yeah, open mic night has been canceled. It was going to be this Friday of drill, and it has been canceled. So hopefully we'll see it again. I am still looking for singers, so I was hoping to show up there and hear some people sing, if anything, but I need them for national anthem singers for several events that we have.
Oh, we should do like a national anthem contest.
That would be great, but I can't seem to find anybody. So if you sing, let me know. If you sing in a group, let me know. It's the national anthem. It's not easy, but I'm always looking for somebody to do it for our events. So, and then our big thing that's coming up is our awards banquet Saturday night, February 7th, New England Air Museum, same as last year, semi-formal attire. It's just kind of like a rinse and repeat from last year. A lot of fun. You get to walk around the museum, get to interact with the displays, things like that. They have food stations, bar stations throughout. They also will have a photo booth this time. So it'll be fun.
Awesome. And that museum is so cool.
One of my favorite.
So cool. They have so many amazing, cool things there. We have one of our very own F-15s there on display.
Bradley has an A-10 there.
So, yeah, very cool. I think they have like simulators that you can use. They have a lot of fun stuff there. So
yeah,
that'll be our second year doing it at the New England Air Museum. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a good night. I'll be there. And there's the awards banquet. Tickets are closed. So just a reminder, if you didn't get your tickets, maybe next year, but the tickets are closed. So what do we got? We got drill this weekend. So, Jay, what's going on with drill?
All right, drill. Fun drill. We already talked about the awards banquet. No Kids Club this drill for the resource visits. Friday with the Wellness Center, we have the Vet Center with the VA and Women's VA with the New Growth Recovery. February 8th, we have our Sunday church service. That'll be 12:30 at the LRS building, and that will be focused on spiritual resiliency with Chaplain Carollo over there. We also have an official promotion, a Lieutenant Colonel, or he is promoting to Lieutenant Colonel?
He is officially already Lieutenant Colonel, but they never had the ceremony, so he's being officially promoted to Lieutenant Colonel.
Okay.
Even though he's wearing it. Yeah, it's a thing.
Place still TBD, I think?
I think so, but it is okay. February 7th, Saturday, and it'll be at 1330. Most likely Pioneer Valley Club.
Perfect.
Yeah, yep.
All right, what else we got? Strong Bonds. It'll be happening from February 27th through March 1st. That'll be at the Great Wolf Lodge. I am a huge water slide fan, but I cannot make that one, unfortunately. Spots are still available. Reach out to the chaplains. I think they do this quarterly, or?
They try to do it quarterly. There's a family one, which is what this one is. And then there's I think they can do a singles one, but they also do a laugh your way to a better marriage, which is for couples. So they have different versions of it. This one's the kid one, the family one. It's a lot of fun.
If I can just keep foot stomping it, we are offering a lot of resources. Just make sure you are maximizing and using all these resources.
Right.
Military family readiness. Can you talk about this, Melanie?
Yeah. So again, food distros on hold. Resources are still a bit available. Reach out to Lisa Petito. The Wellness Center is just full of stuff. There's no reason why you can't walk in there and just ask somebody in there for something that you're looking for, even if it's just a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
They always have that.
Speaking of looking for things, if you are looking to get more spiritual, every Thursday in February is Bible study at 12:30 in the LRS building with the chaplains, which will focus on facing the unknown. As we know, there are a lot of unknowns in the future coming up, so that just...
Yeah, this one's a good one. Years ago, we used to have a Bible study on base. I'm looking forward to it. I enjoy Bible study. All the churches that I know of do Bible studies during the day, and I'm at work. So I'm actually excited that they're going to be doing this. I'm looking forward to it.
Awesome.
12:30 LRS on Thursdays.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. Almost done here. We have a couple of reminders. Big ones are the changes in the AFI dress and appearance. there is something on SharePoint about that, but there's also two articles, Meta AI Glasses and an article by Master Sergeant Sean Reagan in the Air Scoop. If he calls out the more recent changes and then some of the ones that they're really foot stomping, like mustaches and making sure they're in regs and things like that. Lodging reservations, just a reminder, you have to book them ahead of time. You have to do it yourself. There's an email with a QR code and a link in it that you should have received earlier, but you have to do it ahead of time. It does fill up, and you have to make sure you have a lodging agreement on file.
And you can book out like the entire year in one sitting, right?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that, but I know that it has to. That would be nice, right? That would make it a lot easier.
I think you can. We'll have to get back to you on that. So stay tuned for an update on the next podcast.
And if you are a lodger, check your emails for the information. It's in there. All right. And then I did talk about this last month. I just want to real quick talk about communication again because everyone says, I don't know, I never heard, blah, blah, blah. So off base, there's plenty of ways to find out what's going on if you're not physically on the base. Tons of social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube, and in our website. Also, you can go to different Facebook pages that are supported. So the Key Support Liaison has a page. Barnes Wellness Team has a page. Mm-hmm. And if your supervisors have your personal emails, they can forward the military updates to your personal emails, and you can get information that way. Now, on base, we have our SharePoint, which is filled with information. And then there's also all of the councils, so the Rising Six, the Chiefs Council, the top three, First Sergeants, Wellness Centers, Teams pages. So there's always a way to get the communication.
Phew.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
We do. And this podcast, by the way. We have podcasts.
Well done.
Yeah. So I think other than our conversion corner, we've got some, it's the same as last month. 36 personnel are currently off base getting trained. We have 4 qualified pilots, 7 currently in training. 15 new construction projects, and we're still expecting 20 F-35s in June of 2026.
We are all still full systems go. We are looking good.
Right. And as a reminder, Barnes remains a critical location in defense of our nation. So we recently had some noise going on base because we are still a critical location. It's also a reason why our runways needed to be cleared. I know I saw some questions on that, but anybody can use our runways, and we need to make sure that they're available and ready.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to come back with our hockey guest. We are so excited to talk Barnstormer hockey. I can't wait for it and learn a little bit more about our guests. Anything you got before we go to break?
No, but go hockey.
All right. Let's go.
Look, everybody want to go and talk. At the same time, gotta walk. Better yet, run, go, hit a lip, hit me up with my homies, and we do it all again.
We are back.
Welcome back. So we got our hockey players here from the Barnstormers hockey team. We have 2 of them with us.
Let's go Barnstormers.
Yeah. All right. So Brett Petoniak is on my left. Can you let us know what rank you are? What do you do in the military?
I'm a tech sergeant, and I'm part of the non-destructive inspection shop. Basically, I work with the aircraft. I work with the structural components of the aircraft. I'm looking for defects.
Okay. And how long have you been in the military?
16 years in April.
Have you been in NDI for all 16 years, or have you kind of bounced around? Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. More importantly, how long have you been playing hockey?
For about 30 years.
Since you were little?
Yeah, I was 8 years old when I first started skating.
I know I had a son. One of my sons played hockey. It's hard on a parent. Not to mention it's expensive.
It is. I was going to say, I think it's the most expensive youth sport, isn't it? One of the?
It is.
My poor kid, the coach came to me and said, this isn't for him. And I'm like, thank God. I just couldn't keep up with it. It was just, it's a lot. The gear alone and then, anyway. So, who do we have your left? Right.
I'm Technical Sergeant Gillette. I work over in the Communications Squadron as the NCOIC at the Network Systems Operations Shop. Basically, I manage the network that's on base and all its systems.
Awesome. Are you in the locked vault room?
I am not.
Ah, okay.
They keep me out in the common
area.
There's
no windows or anything in there, is there?
No.
That used to be the multimedia center. I actually had worked in there for a little bit when I was over there. But so how long have you been on base?
12 years in July.
And how long have you been playing hockey?
About 30 years on and off.
Yeah. You were a kid playing hockey?
Yeah, I actually started off playing roller hockey.
Okay.
Awesome. Great. Roller blades or roller skates?
Roller blades.
Yeah, okay.
All right, what position in hockey?
I mainly play forward, but sometimes I'll play defense.
Okay.
What about you?
Defense.
Defense, okay, yeah.
All right, currently, who is our highest goal scorer? I got to get that right off the bat.
On the Barstrom team. Yeah. Hmm.
Do we keep stats? If not, I can start keeping stats for y'all.
We might need a stat keeper.
All right, I'm liking this.
So tell me about how the team works. So is it how many members are on the team?
There's a lot. It's open to anybody that skates, basically. It's the only prerequisite, I guess, is that you have to be a member of the base.
Okay.
But
current member or?
We have kind of filled in roster spots with retirees.
Okay.
But yeah, you have to be a Barnstormer.
Barnstormer. All right. So from what I just, and I might be wrong, but so like a game, you guys get set up to play a game, you put the roster out and ask who can do it, and it's not always the same people?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. So that's neat. All right. So a little history on the history of the team.
Yeah, so I did a big deep dive rabbit hole search this morning when we were so excited to have you guys on. I went into deep dive all of our old air scoops, all of the super very old paper, and looking at all of our 1970s, 1980s. I really wanted to try and crack down, when did we get our first Barnstormer hockey team? Were we always called the Barnstormers? Did we always play Bradley? Did we play someone else? So I have a slide for you that tries to delve a little bit into how our Barnstormer hockey team got to be the way that we are today. 1977, we had an air scoop that featured ANG seeks to field 25-plus hockey squad. So that was the very first time that our base sent out a call looking for hockey players.
1977, wow. ANG seeks to, wow, okay. And then 1978, we've got...
1978, we had another, that was the first hockey game, and I really love this... one of the blurbs I actually pulled out here, and we're going to talk a little bit about this in a moment, but they were keeping track of penalty minutes back then in 1978.
You guys still do that?
No.
Okay.
Probably so back then, we were actually called the Minutemen. And in 1978, the Minutemen had a total of 189 penalty minutes in 23 games. So... couple of numbers. 23 games. That's a lot of games.
That's a lot of games. So how many games do you guys typically play in a year?
Right now we're pretty much doing four or five.
Yeah. 23 is a lot.
Yeah, you guys are getting paid at 24.
Okay. So then we also had 1978. There's a picture on that slide there.
Yes.
I know a few of the people on there, but one of them is Gene Thoreau. And if you guys are from Westfield or Julie Barnes is listening, Gene Thoreau, he now takes care of the graves sites, the gravestones in Westfield, and Quabbin, I think Quabbin too, but yep. He was on the hockey team. I could totally see it.
Yeah, and then we have another one here. 1981, the Armed Forces Night consisted of us playing the Springfield Indians, who used to be the Boston Bruins farm team. So that's way back there.
That's pretty
very interesting.
Yeah. All right. So how often do you guys train?
Not enough.
All the time. Every day after drill. One of the articles talked about the hockey team was established so that they would have something to do after work. And they'd all play go hockey.
I mean, yeah, obviously in the military, physical fitness is a huge thing. And I can't even imagine skating for a minute without dying. So you guys are, I'm sure, in great physical shape. And I'm sure that helps you get the mission done in the everyday job.
Yeah, it's still a thing. Like we still like to use it as a PT session as well.
Oh, good. So. Yeah. Yeah. So I know a lot of you guys, especially you, play hockey on other teams as well. So you know, when we say that you guys don't practice together that often, it's not that bad because you're all practicing with other teams or doing your other things too. So tell me what you do for...
So during the week, once or twice a week, I'll just play a normal pickup skate, just a bunch of people get together and play. I also play for the Boston Warriors, which we'll discuss coming up for one of our games. So we'll get into that shortly, but... And then every day at work, I find some time to go to the gym.
Awesome. Now, about you, are you on another team?
I'm on all kinds of teams.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. How does that work out?
So I'm also on the Boston Warriors, but I'm also on Hoyle Paperman, too. So I'm on the ice like 5 times a week.
Wow. Wow. So. That's cool. That's cool. And you guys play the same positions every time?
Yeah.
Is that how it works? Okay.
All right. So last year we had our Battle of the Bases. I think it was February 22nd, I believe. What was the result of that? I don't remember. I think we lost, but it was close.
I think we lost, too. I was in Key West for that. So.
Same. Okay. So that's our excuse, but we're not going to be in Key West this time, I don't believe. Nope, so we should all be full forces.
So we're planning on winning this game, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So one of my teammates on the Paperman is a 103rd guy, too. So.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
There's bragging rights involved,
that's
too.
That's fun. Yeah, here's some pictures, the 2023.
Yep.
Is that Bradley? No, that's just us. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. So who's been on the team the longest?
I want to say Matt Sear was on the original team before it kind of went dormant for a little while. But in the current edition of the Barnstormers, there's a few of us. I kind of brought it back to life after it was dormant for a couple years. Mm-hmm. So I'm one of the original ones. I think you were in there as well.
Yeah, I was in there probably a couple years after you kind of restarted it.
Andy Caron, is he still playing?
He still plays.
Yeah.
He hasn't really played with us a whole lot recently, but we're trying to get him back out there.
An old article, and it was the only picture we had from one of the games. It's just a picture of him playing. So, you know, he was on the team once. I think it was when he was Security Forces.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
So he might be the oldest one then.
So we have 3 games coming up. We've got February 28th, which is Battle of the Bases, and that's the one that you play before the Springfield Thunderbirds. So you said you have friends on that side?
Yeah.
The Bradley side? Yep. What about you?
I do not know any of those guys from the 103rd.
How does that work when you guys go out there and it's your buddy or something? It's fun, I bet.
I'm talking trash the whole game.
That's funny.
There's no friends on the ice. No.
Perfect.
I was going to ask you where was the biggest or best fight, because that's what hockey's all about, is fights. Punch him in the face. But you guys play pretty nice when you're playing with Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a reason for that?
The biggest thing is we're representing. We have a 104th written all over us, so we're representing the base in the community. So obviously, things happen in hockey, but it's kind of we try to do our best not to make the 104th look bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You don't like accidentally trip them.
Okay. No clubbing people over the head.
That's funny.
No penalty minutes.
Well, yes. There's penalty minutes, but
okay, gotcha.
You'll be keeping stats.
Oh, I'll be doing the stats. Then so March 14th is another big game. We got the Bruins alumni.
Prior before that is March 7th.
March 7th, thank you.
Which is Boston Warriors, and so that's I want to know how that's going to work with you guys, because you both said you're both on Boston Warriors.
Yeah. So real quick, just kind of give background. So there's nationwide, there's a Warrior program, and it's a program for all veterans, regardless of skill level, whether they're new to hockey or play at a higher level. It gives them an environment to kind of come out and get together and. Through the sport of hockey. Mm-hmm. So 2023, the Boston Warriors one was established. So they're still fairly new. So there's teams from Boston, St. Louis, Dallas, Florida, all over the nation. But the one in Boston kind of helps all the veterans in the New England area get together through hockey and kind of put them back in that team environment.
Oh, that's awesome. And are they all military members?
Current or former.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yep. So how's it going to work when you guys... Are you going to play for the Barnstormers or are you going to play for the Boston Warriors? Haven't figured it out yet.
So they're coming from Boston, so it's a little harder for them to fill a roster. So we might end up on them.
Got to sabotage it. own goal. Whoops.
Also, big shout out to all those guys that are coming out to hear play, because a lot of them are from the Boston and Southern New Hampshire area.
Oh, okay.
So for a lot of them, it's going to be about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive for them.
We'll make sure
big
they have a
good time.
Shout
out to those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that night is a drill weekend for us, March 7th. And then we're going to have the Wellness Center there with all their resources as well.
Perfect.
Yep. So, and then we have March 14th.
March 14th, we got the Bruins alumni. Way back in July, we had Kevin Miller do an incentive flight in the F-15. I know you were both a part of that whole exercise. Talk about meeting him and kind of what went into... that day?
I was on leave that day.
Oh, no.
You were there, weren't you? Didn't we get some pictures with you and him?
No, I was caught up in some other aircraft stuff at the moment.
Roger.
So I did get to meet him, but I wasn't really too much involved with the whole thing.
Right. Yep. Right. Yeah, he talked about, he has a fear of heights, so to go up in a fighter jet alone with a fear of heights is crazy, but he was talking about just the nerves that he goes through before going up, and he kind of likened that to nerves before a hockey game. Do you feel nerves before you play during these games still, or have you just been playing for so long it's just more of a fun thing at this point?
It depends on the game. It depends on how serious the game is, I guess. A lot of what we do is just for fun, so it's like kind of not a ton of pressure. Obviously, you don't want to look bad. You don't want to,
you don't want to embarrass yourself out there.
Yeah, you don't want to fall over the blue line or anything like that. But, a lot of these types of games, there's not a ton of pressure, so you just go out there, you have fun, and So I don't get too nervous for those. But
so the one that we want to win though is going to be against the 103rd. Is that the one that we're there wants to be a little bit of okay?
Yeah, that's the one that we want to take a little bit serious.
I think we're winless against them so far, but
winless.
We're looking to looking to change that this year.
Yeah,
I hope so.
First year statistician, first year win. I like it.
I like it.
That's going to be a great story. It's going to be like the miracle story, 1980.
The Olympics are coming up. So
another thing that we have is this is the last chance that, or the last time we're selling these jerseys.
Yes.
The ones that we're wearing is the same jersey that they wear on the ice. On the back.
Super cozy.
Yeah, and on the back it says the 104. There's a picture of it on our screen here. The Thunderbolt Council is sponsoring this. And if you don't know, the Thunderbolt Council is a nonprofit that 100% supports the 104th Fighter Wing. So all of the profits of these jerseys go towards the men and women of the 104th Fighter Wing, whether it's they need help with gas and groceries, or there's a medical problem, or just, they're in need of help, they support them. But after the season, I think we're changing the jersey.
We are.
So do we call them jerseys or sweaters? We want to be correct here.
You can do both.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was more of a hockey thing. You know, it has to be a sweater. All that Letterkenny stuff. That is.
So who's designing the next jersey, or has it been decided yet? Or you guys got offers coming in?
It hasn't been decided yet. I think after these upcoming games, we're going to start looking to redesign the jersey.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So they only ordered 100 more of these jerseys, sizes small to extra large. They are going for sale now through the Thunderbolt Council. So if you want to have one for one of these games, you got to get them now. And they are limited. And like I said, they won't be making this jersey again.
Yep. So. I do know the person who designed the Starfires jersey.
Oh, jeez. Elijah. Yep. I think I know the person who designed this one, or at least I know the guy who's trying to claim credit for it. He's an old Navy veteran that played with you guys once.
Oh, if he's Navy, he didn't do it.
I think you might be joking. I'm not sure. But let's see. What else would we want to know about the team? Is there any, hidden secrets? You do have men and women on the team.
Yep.
Yeah. How many women do you have?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
I know of one.
Yeah, one of my troops is she plays D3 for Worcester State, too, in college.
That's
really
cool. Oh, that's cool.
She plays
cool.
for us, too.
That's cool. What's her name?
Abby Hartman.
Oh, Abby! I took
NDI, correct?
Sure.
What's that?
She's over in NDI as well?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Cool. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to all these games. I love hockey season. And
I can't wait to cover it. I can't wait to just make all of the amazing content of you guys raising whatever.
You worked for ESPN, so this is
this is
his
my
thing.
This is my ESPN.
He
so
totally
I back
wants
up,
to do
so
this.
Apologies, but
yeah. Right.
No, we're looking forward to it. It's gonna be a great. It's gonna be three great nights.
Three great nights. Yep, be a lot of fun. All right. Well, thank you guys for being here, and that's a wrap for today. We'll see you next podcast.
Make sure you smash that like, comment, and subscribe button, as I always say. But thank you, and we'll see you next time.